Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. Final hour on this Thursday. Boy, it's been a busy show the first 2 hours. Deshaun Watson made it official. He wants to be traded from the Houston Texans. I don't know who's on his no-trade list. I don't know who's on his list that he would be willing to go to. But that doesn't stop us from speculating. I think originally it was the Jets. He was seen in New York. Although he was seen in New York with a Falcons jacket on. I don't know what that means. There was also the Dolphins as a possibility. I threw out the possibility. Dolphins have the third pick overall. If you traded Tua and then you took Devontae Smith, and then you get maybe another number one draft pick there, you can start over fresh in Houston. And Eric Bieniemy did not get the job with the Texans. It was David Culley, who is a longtime assistant coach. I think he's been a part of 6 organizations. He's 65 years of age, and he is sort of, well, he's got a relationship with Andy Reid. But here you have David Culley, who's waited his entire career, his life. He has his moment. He's going to be a head coach in the NFL. And then he finds out 6 hours later Deshaun Watson wants out of Houston. Now, I know that there's the possibility of the 49ers, and I wouldn't discount the 49ers. Keep in mind, the new GM of the Texans used to be with the Patriots, who was responsible with drafting Jimmy Garoppolo. So I just throw that out there as sometimes you connect the dots behind the scenes. Yes, McLovin.
Yeah, Nick Caserio.
Yeah.
But I thought Jimmy G was going to the Patriots because of that. You can connect dots all over, right?
I have no idea. I have no idea. There is so much movement at that position going to be in the offseason. By the way, no scouting combine. Teams and NFL draft fans turn their focus to the Senior Bowl. And one of the big headlines is that Devontae Smith's decision. He went to the Senior Bowl, but he would not get measured, and he would not get weighed until his Pro Bowl day. And I guess the knock on the Alabama receiver, if you're going to have one, is he's listed at 6'1", 175. If you look at mock drafts, he could go as high as number 2 overall. Is a team comfortable enough to be drafting somebody that high? And, you know, the Cardinals took quarterback Kyler Murray number one overall, even though he's only 5'10". But it seems to be a silly debate. I want to take you for the things you do, maybe not for the things that you don't do. Does it matter if he's 6 foot or six foot even or 5'11"? All I know is when he got on the field, there was nobody better in college football this year, and it wasn't even close. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, and we get ready to make way for one of our favorite guests. He's Derrick Henry. It was a year ago at this time we had Derrick on. He joined us at the Super Bowl. Derrick, good morning. How are you? Can you hear
me? Good morning. What's going on?
Did you get the news that Deshaun Watson wants out of Houston?
I have heard.
What do you think?
That's a good thing for us.
you're right about that.
But, I just wish him the best in the situation, whatever happens, whatever occurs for him.
Do you know him?
Yeah, I know Deshaun. Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right. And I was wondering about Devontae Smith going to the Senior Bowl, which surprised, I think, a lot of people, but that he wouldn't get weighed, he wouldn't get measured. Is that a red flag? Should that be a red flag for a team that, you know, he's going to wait till his pro day to get measured?
I don't know that the whole situation, but I'm not sure if he just wanted to go there to do interviews and, you know, just talk so they can get to know him and, you know, build a relationship with some of the teams. And then, you know, because I know he hurt his hand in the game, so I'm not sure if, that's fully recovered, but I'm sure he probably wanted to be able to have a little time to train and, you know, get his body right and do all the things that you do. So when he's ready to go for his pro day, you know, he's looked the part and can do all the things he wanted to do.
Any doubts about him being successful in the NFL?
Not at all. Did you see how he played this year and how easy it looked? You just said it wasn't even close, and yeah, it just ain't no question.
Yeah, and, you know, they talk about size. You know, it's weird because you're not the prototypical running back now in the NFL. You're different. Do we worry too much about, you know, how big or how small somebody is?
I think that is a big thing that, you know, people try to harp on too much. And I think a lot of guys who come out of college and play in the NFL has, you know, proven people wrong and done it numerous times. And, you know, I feel like that's another situation where this guy's going to do the same thing. I mean, he showed it on the field. So, I mean, size, it really doesn't matter. As long as you can play and go out there and make plays, that's all that matters and what you put on film. And I'm sure, you know, teams know that. And, you know, I'm sure he'll be a top five pick and go out there and play great and when he gets his opportunity.
But I don't know if you were labeled too big or, like, you – I don't know. Were you too big of a running back? You know, they were
a lot of things. It was a lot of things being said. But at the end of the day, it's all about what you do when you get here.
Yeah, but what'd they say?
I mean, it go on. I was too big.
Were you fast enough?
I was too tall. Didn't have quick feet. Didn't have great hips. the whole thing go on and on. The list goes on and on.
Ever feel sorry for somebody you ran over?
No, I don't feel sorry, but I want to do it again.
Well, we had Josh Norman on, and I said, hey, you kind of were a meme where you got stiff-armed by Derrick.
And you did not.
I did ask him. Wait, didn't you tell me to ask Josh, ask about the stiff arm where I basically threw him out of bounds? Or did I misread that?
I should have known. I should know you're right.
Come on. He said, look, I went for a tackle. I mean, you know, so it was one play and, you know, he stiff-armed me, you know?
Yeah.
Would you bring it up if you saw Josh Norman?
If I seen him, I mean, that'd have to be something that, you know, we would talk about. It's just like it's been everywhere. But anything, I just say, hey, bro, you went high, and I mean, that's just how it happened.
But he has to bring it up. You can't bring it up if you see him in person, right?
No, I would. I'd be like, hey, how you doing, man? Great season, and, you know, good to see you.
What if he went to hug you and you stiff-armed him?
I wouldn't do that.
Oh, poor Josh, you know. All that talking came back to haunt him, you know, because that you didn't have to say a word. All you had to do was just flick him off with that stiff arm. I still love the fact that you didn't realize, like, you went out of bounds on your own, right? That was the big mistake you said with that stiff arm.
Yeah, I went out of bounds on my own, but I was so focused on, you know, I was just delivering the stiff arm that I didn't even realize the impact of it and what happened. I was so zoned in on the game and, you know, focused on him, so I didn't realize what occurred at that moment, really.
You care who wins the Super Bowl?
It's a good game. Just want to see a good game, really.
But you'll watch?
Yeah, I'll definitely watch.
Okay, but when you watch, do you watch and there's like a bunch of people around and then there's people who may not know the game and then they ask you stupid questions?
No, I usually don't watch with a bunch of people. I probably just be by myself, like a girl and other people. Just being a girl, really. No, I don't watch with a lot of people.
Have you watched tape of the Ravens game?
Yes, I have.
I waited to bring this up, by the way.
No, you can bring it up. Don't wait at all.
All right. So what happened? How did you get shut down?
I just think we didn't play well enough on offense, and they just played better. Sometimes that happens, and they had a great game plan, and they executed it, and you know all the credit goes to them. And we just didn't do what we need to do on offense to be able to win that game. And you know, that definitely stuck, that definitely stung, and definitely a lot of motivation. You know, going to this offseason and getting prepared for next year, that definitely will never leave my mind, and I'll always be thinking about that. So they played a great game. All the credit goes to those.
Yeah, but you don't get shut down. You don't get shut down in December and January. You're Derrick Henry.
No, I mean, it happens. I mean, it happens. And, you know, I definitely got that in my head. Don't let it happen again. And, you know, and that's all I can do. It's over with now. I can't go out there and replay again, but, you know, I can definitely be fueled and motivated from it.
Derrick Henry is joining us on behalf of the FedEx Air and Ground NFL Player of the Year Awards, recognizing top quarterback and top running back performance. Are you winning the running back?
I would think so. I would like to win it, be able to bring that trophy home again. Love the trophy. It's very nice. Love to be able to put it in my trophy case.
Wait a minute. You would be presenting the trophy to you.
I guess you can put it like that. I would like to have it to be able to win back to back and, you know, be able to have them beside each other.
Voting is open now. We'll close Tuesday, February 2nd at 3 Eastern. Fans can vote on the NFL Twitter page poll, NFL.com/FedEx. FedEx will make a $20,000 donation to direct relief in the name of both the winning quarterback and the running back, totaling $40,000. Who would you give it to quarterback-wise? Are you giving it to Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, how can you not give it to Aaron Rodgers by what he did this year and where he's at in his career? I mean, it's unheard of.
We did bring back a year ago when you joined us at the Super Bowl, you told that Kobe story, and we brought it up on the year anniversary, and you're at the ESPYs and you wanted to say hi. And you got so nervous.
I got so nervous. I think about that still to this day. I'm like, man, I was so stupid. Not saying nothing. I mean, I couldn't say anything. I still bothers me to this day.
Yeah, I'm but like, what man. Would you have said?
I don't even know. I just wanted to have a conversation, say something, just so I could have that interaction, say that I talked to him before. And I ain't say nothing. I couldn't even say nothing. I was just like in awe. That's the first time that's ever happened.
But you're used to people recognizing you. You were probably worried that he didn't recognize you.
No, I was just worried. It's like, what was I going to be able to talk to him? Because I mean, he was walking by. I'm just like, should I bother him? Should I? Nah. By that time, he was already gone. I'm like, oh my gosh, I missed my moment.
I love that it still bothers you.
Still bothers me to this day. I just think about it. I'm like, man, you, what were you thinking?
But you'll always have this story, because if you had spoken to him, the story wouldn't be as good as this one is.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. But still, I would have liked to have this story, but like, man, I was trying to talk to him, and then I finally did it. But at the moment, I was so nervous, but I ain't even say nothing. I ain't even get a word out.
No.
I was like, it happened so, it just happened like slow motion. I was just like, I didn't say nothing.
Well, so the next time, is there anybody else who would leave you speechless? Just so if it happens, that you take advantage of the moment.
No, I don't think so.
Like, there's nobody in Kobe's world. Like, Jordan, if you saw Michael Jordan.
I don't know. Jordan's up there. Jordan, I mean, that's hard. That's hard to say.
But he's not in your era. Kobe's in your era.
Where... Yeah, Kobe's in my era. Kobe's my favorite athlete of all time. So it's just like, I mean, dang, I'm thinking about it again. I'm just,
I'll wait and bring it up next year, okay? Hey, great to talk to you. Enjoy the off season. Thanks again for joining us. We always appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you, man. I always have fun coming on your show. Thank y'all for having me. Appreciate
it. That's Derrick Henry. Yeah, sign him up for another 2,000 yards. Total of rushing yards has increased each season of his career by at least 200 yards. Say 490, 744, 1,059, 1,540, 2,027. That usually isn't the case, but that's pretty amazing that his yardage has gone up each season. 254, 315, 481, 487. Yes, Paul.
It's so funny. If you can't see his face right now, he was talking about it. He looked like a seven-year-old kid talking about Kobe Bryant. And you can hear him mumbling under his breath. He goes, can't believe I didn't say hi. He's what a moment.
Well, when he told us that story at the Super Bowl, and it's strange because, you know, you have these moments where you may meet your idol and then you don't know if you want to meet your idol because you don't know what to say. But he joined us at the Super Bowl, and it was only a couple of days after Kobe had died. And I said, do you have a Kobe story? And he said, yeah, I was at the ESPYs, but I couldn't say anything. And, you know, it's bothering him even now. But I do think he's got a better story. Because you might have said, hey, Kobe, Derrick Henry. And then he might have said, hey, Derrick, enjoy your work and congratulations. And then he keeps walking. This is a better story. Better story. All right, let me sneak in a couple of phone calls in here. Oh, Fritzy's got mock headlines. I'm going to wait for this, though.
That's fine.
I'm going to wait a little bit. Let me look at them. I got to warn the listeners. And then I saw where Ryan in Honolulu, your boy, he's got mock headlines as well.
Boy. Here we go.
So I got to wait. I got to wait to do this for mock headlines. So Fritzy versus Ryan in Honolulu. Alan in Texas joins us. Hey, Alan, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
510, 180.
All right.
I know this is going to sound ridiculous, but... McCarthy?
No.
Jerry Jones
no,
will do it
no.
because he's ridiculous. And before you cut me off,
right.
When the Levee Breaks is the best Zeppelin song.
I love that song. I love that album. Thank you, Alan. You redeemed yourself when the Levee Breaks. Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to go to Dallas and play under Mike McCarthy. Matthew Stafford could go to Dallas before Aaron Rodgers could go to Dallas because Matthew Stafford is from Dallas. Yes, McLovin.
How about Jerry Jones calling for Deshaun Watson? Would Houston never do a Dallas trade? That probably wouldn't make sense.
Well, I don't know if he's on his no trade list. I until we know that, then, you know, the speculation is just playing darts in the dark.
Cowboys have good receivers, though. That's one. I kind of want that group.
Dan Patrick Show newsletter available at 6 Eastern, Monday through Friday. Sign up, go to danpatrick.com, enter your email address in the box. It slides out, and you'll get that, a recap of the show. Wonderful job that the guys in the back room do. Yes, Paulie?
So the new policy is if you call in with a bad hot take, just tag it with something that you like John Bottom's the greatest rock drummer of all time. Yeah. Now hang up and listen.
Yeah, you could salvage things. Let me see. Alex in Ohio. Hey, Alex.
Hey, Dan, how we doing?
Hey, bud.
Hey, I wanted to get your input on Deshaun Watson maybe possibly going to Jacksonville. I had listened to an interview that you had done with Urban Meyer, and you had asked him a question about quarterbacks that maybe got away from him in Ohio State. And I remember that he definitively, without hesitation, said it would be Deshaun Watson.
Well, okay. I don't remember that, but thank you, Alex, for listening. I wish somebody who worked on the show listened as closely as Alex does. You guys were here that day, weren't you? Were you guys here on the show that day?
Sure.
Yeah, I think so. I think so, too. Yeah, if I want a rookie contract. If I think I found my guy, I want the rookie contract. Deshaun's going to cost you. You're going to have to give up the number one overall pick. Now, I don't even want to go down that road. I know I have a sure thing at quarterback, but Jacksonville's not ready to win anything right now. I would want to grow with Trevor Lawrence. I can bring in Deshaun Watson, but it's basically, hey, Deshaun, come on in. We don't have an infrastructure. Our talent is not as good as Houston's, or we're just as good as Houston's, or just as bad. Like, if I'm Deshaun, I don't want to go to Jacksonville. I want to go where I can win now, not 2 years down the road. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up. Jake from State Farm is going to join us on the program tomorrow. Fritzy's been tracking down Jake from State Farm. This is when you say something about trying to track down Jake.
I'm trying to find out if he's on the juice, but I can't get any information.
No. It was just about you had been spending some time.
Oh, my efforts in getting, he's also known as Kevin Miles, an actor. He's been in different shows and commercials and all that.
Never mind. I gave you your shot. You were.
I wasn't sure what you were looking for.
Somebody's taking a victory lap for the Patrick Mahomes interview. All right.
I guess I got distracted by my excitement over him being part of the show today.
21 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show. It's not easy doing this job.
It's not.
It is not. Any credit card can offer cash back, but only Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. It's like getting one of those birthday cards that's shaped like cash. You already know there's cash inside before you open it. And in this case, it's stuffed with your first year cash back match. You don't even have to send a thank you note. It's called cash back match. That's easy to remember. Only at Discover. Discover card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover.com/match. Discover something brighter. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
There's a new mayor on NBC Comedy Thursdays. Ted Danson, Holly Hunter, Bobby Moynihan star in Mr. Mayor tonight at 8 Central on NBC streaming next day on Peacock. I was just watching a clip that we play on Peacock during the commercial breaks on radio, and the guys in the back do a great job with the archives of the show. And we had Joel Embiid on the show. Do you guys remember the conversation I had with Joel Embiid on Killing a Lion? So the first interview we ever did with Joel Embiid, we talked about him killing a lion. And I said, is it true? And he goes, I was 6 years old. And to prove that I was a man, I had to go in the jungle to kill a lion and then bring the lion back out. And then I followed up by saying, are there 6 year olds who go into the jungle and don't come back out? And he laughed and said, in fact, I don't even know what his answer was, but I do remember that I talked to him about this story. I thought that there was one with Dikembe Mutombo. Didn't he kill a lion as well? Yeah, Paulie.
So it appears that Joel Embiid told the killing the lion story to a few different media members around that same window, and then he waited, and years later, a couple years later, he told Adrian Wojnarowski that was all BS. And he did that just to test the reactions of people to I guess this, he said, this is his words, the stereotypical expectations of life in Africa. So,
well, I only brought it up because he had brought it up before.
Right. So the story came out once, like Joel put it out once,
yeah,
and then he stayed with it for a handful of interviews.
Okay, but I...
He was on the vertical with Woj a few years ago and said, yeah, that's not true whatsoever.
Yeah, but it's not like I went, hey, you grew up in Africa. Did you ever kill a lion?
It's not standard question for NBA draftees.
Well, okay, was I skeptical as a six-year-old being sent into the jungle and killing a lion and then bringing the lion back out? Yeah, I was. Yes, Tom.
But you can't be rude to the guy. He's coming. He's on the show. You're going to call him a liar, so you have to just kind of take him at his word. You don't know he's playing some kind of game with you.
Well, no, I don't want to call him a liar. He's at a six-year-old. He killed a lion. Hey, you're lying. Oh,
no, don't even. Don't.
Eat it, Todd.
No.
Hey, I'm not giving you that one. Yeah, take that.
I'll give you the one from the first segment. I'll give you that one.
Eat it.
Okay. Mock headlines.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
The state of the Texans. Now, do I go Ryan in Honolulu first?
I think I should get last licks. I'm the veteran.
Can we do Ryan versus Todd? Go one for one?
Well, let's bring in Ryan from Honolulu. Ryan, how many mock headlines? Okay. Oh, God. Okay. Okay.
Aloha.
You have Deshaun Watson mock headlines. How many do you have?
Give me three, please.
Okay. Three each. Here we go. Ryan in Honolulu. Deshaun Watson wants out of Houston. Mock headlines.
Watson to Miami? Question mark. But it takes Tua to Tango Vailoa.
That's very long.
Tua to Tango Vailoa. That's solid. Okay, Todd.
Be enemy of the state. Texas unhappy with Watson.
Okay. All right. Playing off the movie, enemy of the state. All right. Ryan?
Houston, Texas trade far from elementary. My Deshaun Watson.
That sounded like one that Todd would have. McLovin liked it, but...
Prissy-esque, yep.
I think it's the accent that helps. Okay, Todd.
Texans fans say, no fair, Bairn. We need our QB.
That's a deep cut.
Oh, no.
No fair, Bairn. I don't know how you don't like that one.
Even Fairbairn didn't laugh at it. Okay, that's a deep cut.
That was a push round two there?
If this was album rock radio, that's a deep, deep cut. Okay, Ryan.
Yeah, I love Todd, but let me handle this. Texans get a David Cluey, but still aren't sure what's been happening.
Thank you, Ryan.
I give Ryan credit for going to Deshaun Watson for three straight headlines.
No, he did say it was Watson mock headline.
Yeah, but he went almost same exact joke, all three. Yeah. It's well done.
Yeah, Paul.
Ryan's delivery makes me think that something funny is about to happen. It doesn't always happen, but it feels like it's about to.
I agree. Ryan gets points for delivery, for sure.
All right, Todd, you got one more.
Don't cully Deshaun, Houston. He won't be cullying you back. New head coach David Culley, for those not following.
What does Culley mean?
Culley would be the new head coach of the Texans.
No, what does it mean to cully somebody?
Don't call Deshaun. Don't cully Deshaun, Houston. He won't be cullying you back. Couldn't make out that was the word.
It doesn't rhyme. Call and call.
It doesn't have to rhyme. Instead of Deshaun, he won't be calling you back.
Marvin,
us, we won't call you.
Yes, you are. You're a winner, Ryan. Congratulations. Enjoy your day in Honolulu.
Show no merciless. Deshaun won't stay.
Man. What are you talking about? JJ's out of town, too?
Anything else?
I did have, what are they going to do without Deshaun?
No, I know that had to be coming.
That I had for Watson leaving Houston as elementary. Parentheses, my dear.
Okay. Yeah.
He was misled. Now he'll just be missed. And I have Tex-Mex.
You know what?
Tex-Mex.
Did you ever stop? Did you ever stop and go, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't.
Rarely. I should. Tex-Mex, though, instead of Tex-Mex.
And you actually thought these are funny.
I thought they were at the least clever. I didn't think it was anything was hysterical.
Like Tex-Mex, I get that.
I like Tex-Mex, and I thought you guys would like Texas fans say no Fairbairn.
No, because I didn't even know the name of the kicker.
You know Fairbairn's the kicker of the Texans.
Yes, McLovin.
You're not being Fairbairn to Todd.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
They were trying to keep this going.
Hell just happened there?
The Whitney Merciless? I mean, that's a deep cut, too.
Show no merciless.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Todd. I think this might cancel out the Mahomes booking.
Wow, that's strong. You're against the market.
No, you,
Mahomes.
You got Mahomes, but I think you just took away from Mahomes.
Like everything, like a total cancel, like a total push.
And not a total push, but you're ahead, but barely. You're like the Niners in the fourth quarter against the Kansas City
Chiefs.
That's
pretty harsh. It's accurate, I guess. But
yes, harsh.
But booking the biggest star in the sport of football 10 days before the Super Bowl and the wow.
Yeah.
That's a
strong statement that the mock headlines were that bad that I'm just barely ahead with Mahomes coming on today. That's a big statement to make.
How about this is a teaching moment?
It's a teaching moment.
Why is it? It always feels like the show just stopped. it just, you know, the power went off.
It's an uncomfortable, awkward pause, and we're not sure where to go now. And
how about we go to Nick in Iowa? Nick in Iowa. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Dan, love the show. Second time, long time. 6'7", a beefy 300. Mm-hmm. Hey, I just hang in there, Fritzy. You're doing a great job, and you have pretty hair, okay, buddy?
Thank you.
I have a stat of the day, Dan.
Okay, what music do you want?
Let's go Dealer's Choice.
Okay, fire it up. Stat of the day! Stat of the day!
Mahomes' record in the NFL is 44-9. The last time Mahomes lost by more than two scores was in 2016 when Texas Tech lost to Iowa State 66-10.
That's Nick in Iowa. Stat in the day. Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Here comes the stat of the day! The judges are going to accept that. I thought that was interesting. Got to go back to his college days. Chris in California. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind today?
Dan, big fan. Big
Thank
fan.
You,
I just want to say, you know, after that little segment with Fritzy, I don't know why you give that insider the airtime. Because, you know, when someone screams at the top of his lungs, oh, Aaron Rodgers, this, Aaron Rodgers, that, it sounds like Fritzy getting airtime on your show. Look, Aaron was all about his team. They played well together. He had a real camaraderie with them, talked about it. He knows Aaron Jones is in a contract year. He's come out of nowhere, kind of a rags-to-riches story. Mason Crosby has been there a long time. You know, there's got to be an end in sight for him. And Bakhtiari's been great, perennial Pro Bowler, but, you know, he gets hurt at almost every season. And so you got to wonder, you know, they've got a pretty good backups there. I don't think Aaron's going anywhere. I think that's all, you know.
All right. Well, thank you, Chris. Although Chris did lay it out for Aaron Rodgers to want out, that you got your running back in a contract situation. Your best lineman, Bakhtiari, gets injured all the time. But, look, until I hear it from Aaron or, you know, the Packers say, look, we're on the clock and we got to trade him, then I just think he's pushing buttons. That's it. I think he wanted to remind the Packers in maybe a not so subtle way of, hey, thanks for the help during the draft. Let's not make that mistake again because I can't keep playing at this high of a level. That's my thoughts, you know, and while we're at it, I'd like to renegotiate my contract as well. Dimitri in Phoenix joins us. Hey, Dimitri.
Hello, great show, Dan. I absolutely appreciate it. Beautiful weather out here in Phoenix, but I was listening to your interview with Henry, and it blew my mind because that happened to me. Gladys Knight was like my girl growing up. I'm 57, so that was my girl. Big crush on Gladys Knight, and I met her at the airport in Atlanta, and I reached my hand out to shake her hand and say, hi, Gladys, and she removes her coat off her arm like she's going to shake my hand. And then she just looked at me and said, forget it, and walked off in front of everybody. So, yeah, that kind of craziness happened.
All right. Well, sorry to hear about that. Do you guys have any stories where you wanted to meet somebody and it didn't go well? Yeah, Paulie?
Yeah, one time the four of us, I think it was the four of us, we were waiting for you at the airport, and I can't remember where we're coming back from, and we're standing there just waiting like by a coffee stand or something, and we saw Dr. J., Julius Erving, and he was walking and no one was bothering him. He was just like getting a magazine or something. We all said, there's Dr. J, there's Dr. J. And we all discussed, what do we say? Can we say anything? we were so hoping that you would come through security because if we walk up with you, we're all good. But we froze up and couldn't walk up to Dr. J.
Do you know that I saw you guys walking by behind Dr. J?
Smartest move you've ever made.
I was having something to eat, and I heard a little bit of this stir, and then I saw Doc walk by, and I saw, like, it seemed like 8 to 10 people, and then I saw the four Danettes walking behind, waiting, as if Dr. J is going to turn around and go, the Danettes! Yeah, Seton.
I once said, one, first of all, Dr. J was like the coolest human being I've ever seen in person. He just had this stroll, gait. Yeah. And, you know, the way he looked sharp, too. He looked, dang, man, I'm like, that dude is cool.
I always use music. I always say, how does somebody move? And Dr. J moved like he was jazz. Like, yeah, there was just something about him. So, you know, certain guys will, you know, they'll be like a pop hit. Somebody will be rock and roll. And there's certain guys you go, that's just smooth jazz. That's Doc. Yeah, see.
In a previous life, before the Dan Patrick Show, at another job that I had, I once spent about 3 hours with Jennifer Love Hewitt and very much embarrassed myself for about 2 hours and 45 minutes of it.
Wait, so you were doing morning radio?
Yeah.
And why were you with Jennifer Love Hewitt for 3 hours?
She she was like turned into a recording artist, and she had an album, and the station that I worked at the time, they were pushing that record for her. And so she came in and did like an hour of an interview or something. She was there for a long time and then stayed for a while afterwards and did a bunch of stuff at the station.
Yeah.
And I essentially just like threw up all over myself for very much a long time of it. And was just like, hey, so, and I'd try to make like casual conversation and it turned out to be like, hey, I like burgers too. And it's like totally out of context, like had no bearing whatsoever. I'd be like, look, I just got this shirt over here. I was just a complete idiot. And my ex-girlfriend, who was my girlfriend at the time, was also with me for that entire time and was daggers at me the whole time. And I'm like,
were you taking your shot with Jennifer Love Hewitt in front of your girlfriend?
I wasn't taking my shot, but I sure wish that I had now. Because I would have rather crashed and burned that way rather than, no, I'm cool. No, I'm good. I'm good. What?
Yeah.
What?
If you're going to go down in flames, at least go down in flames on your own terms.
Yeah. It was like my arms might as well have been 10 feet long. I was like, no, I'm fine. It's good. What? I'm not doing anything. It was so bad. So bad.
Let me take a break here. Last call for phone calls. We'll close up. What's wrong, Todd?
I may have gotten catfished by Jennifer Love Hewitt's publicist. Does that count as anything? That's not really an encounter.
I don't know if you may have. I think you got catfished because I said to Todd, will you reach out to Jennifer Love Hewitt? And then, of course, Todd was gladly. Actually, I thought that they reached out to us. We were talking about her. And then Todd reached out to them.
There was some kind of Wilshire Boulevard, Beverly Hills address. If it was a catfish, they know that area where
Paulie,
all the agencies
Paulie, you
are.
Know this story.
So we were talking about Jennifer Love Hewitt on the show, per usual, and about 10 years ago. And then some company that looked like a legit company said, we're big fans of the show. We represent Jennifer Love Hewitt. And they sent it directly to Todd's personal email. We'd love to have her on the show in the next couple of days. And they strung Todd along for about 4 or 5 days saying, she's going to come on. She's going to have fun with you guys. She'll play with do a bit with you guys. And Todd was over his ski.
I'm so jealous about this Seton story. I can't even concentrate right now.
And then they just pulled the plug and went dark. And Fritzy's been emailing them ever since.
Because I would then say to Todd, Todd's got correspondence. So I go, all right. So every day I'd come in. I go, any update from Jennifer Love Hewitt? And he goes, no, not yet. And then, you know, it went silent.
I still send them angry emails saying, I know what you did that summer. I just let them know that I don't appreciate it. That was a reference to like a Jennifer Love Hewitt popular movie. I know what you did last summer. Okay. And then there was a sequel, I think.
Thank you. I don't know anything she's done other than I thought John Mayer wrote the song Your Body is a Wonderland.
Yeah, wasn't she in like the video or something? I thought.
Well, I think he came out and said it wasn't about her.
Yeah, it was about, what's her name?
Jessica Simpson?
Jessica Simpson.
Oh.
Dang.
Hey. They both have, you know, they're both in great shape. Yes, Paul.
I don't know if you remember, but a couple days after Fritzy got totally catfished by the people with Jennifer Love Hewitt, which is also, it's funny, it was only like a month after Manti Te'o, I'm checking my timeline, we had Darius Rucker, the singer, in studio, and he did a song about it.
His name is Todd Fritz. He sits on the back row, booking them guests for the DP show. Yeah, the Fritzy surprise right before his eyes. Jennifer Love promised a prize. Yeah, he didn't know what it was or when it would come, but it never showed. No, it never showed. Yeah, Fritzy, he was catfish. He only had one wish, a pick from Jen. He was catfish. He kept calling Jen God a restraining order. He wanted a pick or a shirt like the Elway jersey. Oh yeah, Fritzy was, yeah, he was catfish.
Thank you.
See, that's, again, of the millions of moments that we've all had with you on the show over the years. If someone was to try to connect the dots back when we were in, like, in high school and college, that something like that would happen. Darius Rucker would write a song about a Jennifer Love Hewitt catfish moment. There's just, you just got to add that to the list of how could that ever happen.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
We'll take a break back after that. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know,
I didn't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
I remember taking my wife to an Aerosmith concert, and I set up for backstage passes to meet Steve Tyler and Joe Perry, because she somehow fell in love with these guys. Saw a video, didn't realize they'd been around for decades. And so I set up a meet and greet where she got to say hello to him, and she couldn't speak. Saw Steven Tyler right in front of him, and I said, Steven, it's my wife, Susan. And then she went, I went, what is wrong? She was, And then he grabbed her and gave her a kiss. He goes, it's going to be okay, honey. Yeah, Paulie.
A couple years ago, remember we were at that pairings party at Pebble Beach, and there's all the famous people there, and Bill Murray was there. And you know Bill Murray well. I've never met Bill Murray. I'm from Chicago. I love Bill Murray.
Oh, Bill, yeah, Paulie's going to.
I pulled you aside. I go, Dan, I will never ask you for anything again. Yeah, no. I want to shake Bill Murray's hand real quick.
Yeah.
I went in. I said, Bill, good to meet you. I turned and walked before I could bother him.
Yes. When you met Steven Tyler, he didn't do like, Sue with the shoes, and you're going to get a clue. You know how everything with him is like a rhyme and a rap kind of thing? Man with the Cancun.
No.
Tan. No, he didn't do that?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
But I remember my wife trying to describe Aerosmith to me, and she didn't know the name of the band. She goes, the lead singer, he's got a lot of scarves, he's got big lips, the guitar player's really handsome. I go, you got to help me out here. I said, the Stones? She goes, no. And then I said, oh, my God, Aerosmith. She goes, yeah, they have a new band? I go, no, hon, they've been around for decades. My first concert was Aerosmith, 1973. Paulie, this day in sports history?
Okay, Dan, you know the Letterman sweater? You would get a letter in a sport?
Yes.
Where did that originate? Anyone know where that originated? University of Chicago, 1904, the seniors on the football team got a blanket at the end of the season with the letter C on it, and then eventually it became a Letterman's sweater in college football a couple years later, but started at University of Chicago. In 1922, the National Football League franchise in Decatur, Illinois, the Decatur Staleys, transferred to Chicago. The team became the Chicago Bears.
I think I knew her, Decatur Staleys.
Yes.
Yes.
Fun girl.
Yeah, I think we both knew her.
We sure did.
Friend of mine who used to run a restaurant, it was underneath KLAC, and he said, Jennifer Love Hewitt used to come to my restaurant all the time. Super smoking hot, super smoke show. Very nice. Used to make out with her husband all the time at the table at the end of the bar.
I can confirm most of that story, yes. I've never seen her make out with her husband, but super smoking hot and super nice.
Yes,
yeah.
Smoke show.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's see. Todd, what did you learn on today's award-nominated program?
Seton called it earlier today that NBA shirt suggests McLovin is only 76% a Philly fan.
Yeah, you're a phony.
Sorry.
I've been a Sixer fan my whole life.
No, that is a lie.
I detoured
in
a little bit.
Spots, not a diehard fan.
Well, I thought Giannis would shoot better in the playoffs.
What did you learn?
I learned that Patrick Mahomes is building a basketball court in his yard, but don't tell the coach.
Seton O'Connor.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes thought he'd be a pro baller.
Paulie.
Mahomes loves Iverson.
Download the DraftKings app. Use the code SQUAD. Get a free shot at millions of dollars up for grabs. This week with your first deposit, minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. The great coach, Jimmy Johnson, on the program. And Jake from State Farm, of course. And Justin Herbert. Talk to you tomorrow. Oh, but wait, there's one more item. And yes, it is back. The largest official game of Super Bowl squares ever, brought to you by Rocket Mortgage. Millions of dollars in prizes. Now, you could use 50 grand, right? You can find out this year because you enter for free. Chance to win $50,000 every time the score changes. Plus, two lucky players win $500,000 they could use towards their dream home. You have extra points. You have field goals. You have touchdowns. A safety. Every scoring play pays. Rocket Mortgage will announce the winners live on their channels during the game. You can follow along on February 7th to see if you're a winner. And it's free, easy. Rocket Mortgage, squares.com. No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. states and D.C. who are the age of majority. Ends February 4th of 2021 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Once again, free to enter, easy to play, and you can do so at rocketmortgagesquares.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you
know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.